Good Tuesday afternoon, and welcome to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We had quite an exciting day yesterday, and here to recap it all from Sharp Facets Gallery is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. It is me. It is me right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Yesterday was quite an exciting day. We started out the morning after the I Love Ann show, went out there to the links at Stony Point where there was Angel Flight was having its first tournament. And, of course, that's Angel Flight where hope soars. And we had a good time. And I do believe I have Bo Bowman on the phone with me right now. But before I talk to Bo, I want to play something for Bo here. This actually was Bert Light, who is chairman of the board of directors for Angel Flight. They're actually out of Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, those of you that have listened in and know Bo know that he is the director right here in Greenwood. But I thought, Bo, I'd let you listen to what Bert had to say about how you run things up here in Greenwood. So are you there, Bo?
Yes, I am, Ann.
All right. Well, let's take a listen here and see what you think. I guess I'll play it from right here, guys. This is Bert Light, chairman of the board of directors, right here on WLMA, Meet Me at the Diner. What a great turnout here today. I'm here with Bert Light, chairman of Angel Flights. How you doing today, Bert?
Wonderful. Great to be here in Greenwood, South Carolina for our first annual golf tournament.
And I tell you what, great turnout for our first tournament.
Wow, 104 golfers on our first try. I can't believe that many people showed up to support us.
Well, I tell you what, when you put Bo Bowman in charge of something, you're going to get some action, aren't you?
Yeah, I need to duplicate Bo in more than just Greenwood. I need him in other places.
Now, where all does Angel Flights go?
Okay. Well, our particular chapter, Angel Flight, where hope soars, we take care of Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and the Carolinas.
And this tournament is a big help because it goes to help with administrative costs. Is that correct?
Well, this goes in administrative costs, but also community outreach. That's how, when we get entrenched into a community, such as opening an office like we did in Greenwood, it helps us spread the word to people that don't know what our services do and provide.
Absolutely, and I'm sure a lot more people are getting service now since we do have this Greenwood office.
Oh, our flights to South Carolina have moved up to our second most popular state. First is Georgia, where our home base is, and now South Carolina is. And it's all because of the opening of our office here in Greenwood and Bo's work in getting out in the community.
His enthusiasm.
His enthusiasm. That's exactly right. I've met several pilots he's recruited to help with the mission, and now they're going out in the community and helping us spread the word about our free flight services.
Now, just real quick, the free flights, how does that work with Angel Flight?
Okay. Basically, Angel Flight will transport anybody that needs medical transportation in other cities. Angel Flight will get them there for free. So anybody that needs to find out about us, they can go to our website, Angel Flight, where hope soars, or call us at 1-800-4-AN-ANGEL.
1-800-4-AN-ANGEL. I like that. All right. Well, we are here. Thanks so much. And, you know, are you playing golf today?
No, today I'm going to help set up after the golfers take off.
All right. Well, hope soars right here at Angel Flights, right here at the links of Stony Point. Overcast day, but a great day to play golf, don't you think?
Oh, perfect day. Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you so much, Bert. All right. We are here. We are going to be having a good time talking to some of the other golfers out here today. And sometime I'm going to stop. Bo Bowman and find out what he thinks. He was a little worried a couple of weeks ago, and now look at the crowd here, 104 golfers. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WLMA. Don't you go away. All right, we are here. Well, Bo Bowman, what did you think about all that?
Well, they were some wonderful words, Bert said, and he's right. We had a very successful tournament. We had 104 people. I don't know what we profited dollar-wise from the tournament yet. We still have to pay our bills. So I'll let you know, Ann, how successful we were. But no matter what, it was a very successful tournament. I am so happy about it. And like you just said in that interview, I was worried a few weeks ago. You know how you worry about things when you got a lot to do and you just hope everything falls together in the end, and it sure did. And I'm thankful to all the people in Greenwood and other spots in the state and Georgia that came here to play golf and support us.
Well, I'm sure they were very impressed by the facilities out there too, Bo.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I can't tell you how many golfers came up to me to say what a beautiful course. They said you could putt on the fairways as well as the greens. They said it was just an incredible course. So I think the links is going to pick up a lot of fans and a lot of people as a result of this tournament.
Well, you know, we keep telling people about it right here locally, but sometimes it takes people from outside to come in because we don't realize what a great resource we have right in our backyard sometimes.
That is very true, and you've done a good job of telling people about the links. But like you say, there's nothing like people from out of town coming in and experiencing it and going away saying, I'm coming back.
Absolutely. So now, how did this go? Who won the tournament?
Well, you know, the team, I just remember the two of the people on the team were named Rollins. I don't have those names in my head right now, but we had a foursome that, of course, took first place, and they won, each won a round-trip ticket from Southwest Airlines to any city in their system. And the second-place team, and I forget their names because most of the ones that won were not personal friends of mine, but certainly
friends. So they were out of
towners,
huh?
Interplay. Yeah.
They were out of towners, huh?
Yes, they were out. Well, no, I don't think the Rollins people are members there, but I'll have to refresh my memory and all that. But I'm not sure they were all out of towners. But second place got a free entry into our, all four of them, free entry into our tournament next year.
Well, that's terrific. Now, of course, you gave away a lot of fabulous prizes. We just heard first place anywhere that Southwest Airlines goes. You got a round-trip ticket. That's an awesome first prize.
Yes, Southwest was very wonderful in contributing that. I was just amazed at the companies and the businesses that supported this tournament, and just a lot of our raffle prizes, there must have been 20 or 30 of them, were given by businesses around the state. The River Dogs, for example, down in Charleston, free tickets to ball games. There's 2-3 night stays at very nice facilities around the state, and some wonderful prizes. And I think the players were also very impressed with that aspect of the tournament also.
Well, you said that people would get back, you know, those swag bags they were giving out, they would get back more than what they paid in for. And not only that, you had great food. You had, what, Chick-fil-A and Brewster's and IHOP, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. IHOP did breakfast and dinner, and Chick-fil-A did lunch, and Brewster's did dessert after dinner. And a lot of people commented that how wonderful all that was. The food was all good. They didn't realize that IHOP provided dinners like that. So I hope it was good advertisement for IHOP also, and Chick-fil-A, all of them.
Yeah, you know, that's terrific, Bo, that you were able to give that exposure out there. And, of course, the links and Stony Point, Bermuda's out there. It looked just beautiful. Great turnout and lots of fun when you saw all the golfers headed out and everybody cheering them on as they went out there.
Yeah, that's one thing we always do at the Georgia tournament. I went over and observed that, and they make it a point that all the workers stand in line and cheer the golfers and give them high fives as they're leaving to play. And I think even little things like that add a lot.
Absolutely, they do. Well, I know, I'll bet you're pooped after all this, getting this ready to go. And then, of course, when it turns out to be a success, you can afterwards just go, it's over.
Yes, that's for sure. I'm still running around doing a few follow-up errands today, but boy, did I sleep last night. And the previous two nights, I kept waking up worrying about things I may have forgotten and that sort of thing. But that's all behind me now. We had a wonderful tournament, and I feel very refreshed today.
Well, that's great, Bo. I'm so glad you took the opportunity to give us a call today. We are going to play a few more clips from some of the other people that I interviewed. So if you get a chance, tune in right here on WLMA. And don't miss, coming up after the bottom of the hour, we're actually going to play the interview that I did with Governor Nikki Haley, and that happens to be on the front page of South Carolina News today. So check it out, Bo.
I sure will. I had the radio on until I needed to call you, and it wasn't good to have the radio on when I was talking to you, and I'm going to turn it right back on now.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us, Bo Bowman.
And thanks, Ann, for being out there yesterday.
Well, it was a blast.
Thank you. All right.
I think we should hear a word from our sponsors. Back in just a moment. Don't you go away.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy days.
You're listening to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We had quite an exciting day yesterday, and here to recap all of it is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We were just talking to Bo Bowman of Angel Flights. He is the director right here in Greenwood. Tell you what, Bo does a fantastic job when it comes to coordinating and working, and like Bert Light said, getting the word out in the community, because this is a service like no other service, where when a doctor tells you that you could benefit from going to, whether it's the burn center over in Augusta, whether it is some treatment in New York, or whether it's something in Texas or wherever, that you could benefit from a treatment. We all know that certain hospitals specialize in different types of treatments, but if you could benefit, that they will get you there at absolutely no cost, and they'll take you there, and they'll bring you back, and they coordinate all over the nation. Of course, this Angel Flight is basically on the East Coast, but they can coordinate with any Angel Flight to make sure you get there. Where else can you find such a service, in particularly with today's economy? So we just want to do a shout-out to Bo and all the great people that are working with Bo to make this happen. The pilots, you know, the pilots do this for free. They're not reimbursed. They're not given anything for the wear and tear on their airplane. And yet they still go out and do it. They're not even given gas money, folks. They do it out of a love for people and making sure that that person that needs a flight can get there. So I wanted to play another clip here today. In fact, I think this is Sherry. She is part of the team with Angel Flight, so let's hear what Sherry has to say. I'll go ahead and play that one from right here, guys. So here
we
it is.
We are here. I tell you what, quite a crowd here today, isn't it?
It is. It's nice to see, too.
It is. And who am I talking to here?
I'm Sherry Videtto.
Thank you.
And who are you with, Sherry?
I'm with the JMS Burn Centers in Augusta, Georgia.
Big sponsor of this event today.
Well, yeah, we try.
Now, why are you involved in it?
Well, I'm the coordinator most of the time for most of the flights that come to the burn center from all the different places that they do. And just recently, Bo and them have gotten to where they opened the Greenwood chapter, because we've got so many flights coming from that area now. So we do the whole Southeast.
You do the whole Southeast. And what do you think of Angel Flights? I mean, aren't they a tremendous service?
I think the name sums it up. They really are angels. We couldn't do our job and get as many people as we have to our center without them.
Absolutely. Well, are you playing golf today?
No, ma'am.
You're just here to help
it.
But what a great turnout, huh?
It is. It really is.
All right. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
All righty. Okay, we are here at the links of Stony Point. Great group out here today. Lots of people having a good time. I see the girl with the Angel Flights. Yes, you've got to talk to me. Not right now. You'll come back and talk to us? Okay, we'll be back to talk. All right. Well, we are here at Angel Flights having a good time. Everybody is eating, buying raffle tickets, and we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, that's right. They were buying lots of raffle tickets, and they were also buying tickets for Mulligan's. I happen to see a lot of people from Greenwood out there. Frank Coyle from Frank Coyle Insurance right here in Greenwood was out there and saying, I guess I better buy a few Mulligan's. And at least that's what Kimberly Smith said. She was selling them the Mulligan's even though they didn't think they needed them. So let's hear what Kimberly had to say. They also had these great raffle items, and they were buying raffle tickets like crazy out there at the links of Stony Point. So let's hear what Kimberly Smith has to say. All right, and I am at the table where you can buy those raffle tickets and Mulligan's. And who am I talking with here today?
I'm speaking with Miss Kimberly Smith today.
And Kimberly, you work out of Atlanta?
I do.
And I tell you what, how's the response been? Has anybody needed Mulligan tickets today?
Most of them have not, but we've sold them to them anyway because it's for such a fantabulous cause, so they've purchased them anyway.
And I tell you what, I was looking over there at the raffle tickets, what you can put in the bags there. My goodness, awesome items.
The gifts are great. I have been fortunate enough in some of our past tournaments to actually win something myself. And some of the hotel stays, some of the art that they have, the various gifts are just fabulous.
Aren't you impressed with the size of the tournament? Over 100 golfers for a very first tournament.
Yes. I am impressed, surprised, pleased, and it's great. Great turnout.
And what about the facilities here at the links? Aren't they marvelous?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. This is a very, very nice facility, and I look forward to being here next year.
Absolutely. Now, can you have any idea how many raffle tickets or Mulligan's you've sold here today?
Well, I'll say at first I was keeping track in the beginning, but I would have to say we probably have sold, I would say at least 300 raffle tickets. I know, at least.
At least 300.
At least, yes.
So it's going to be a great fundraiser right out here at the links of Stony Point. I tell you what, great to have all you guys up here for this to help out. And thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, and thank you for having us.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Kimberly, she did a great job selling those raffle tickets. She had a partner in helping her out there. You know, right at 11 o'clock, we were up there before 11, but right there at 11 o'clock, they had the procession of it was a shotgun start. And so that means that everybody went to a different hole, and they all started basically at the same time. They had the send-off. Pretty funny to see all these people in their golf carts driving off to go to the hole that they would start at, and all the people that weren't golfing standing on the sidelines just hooping and hollering and sending them on. I told Kimberly we needed a cheer to send them out with, and she thought that was a good idea, so next year they may actually have a cheer to send the golfers out with. So but whether you were golfing or whether they were helping in the tournament or just there observing, a lot of fun was had by people from not only in Greenwood but out of Atlanta and even further away, I understand, that came in to support Angel Flights right there at the links of Stony Point. So, gosh, cloudy, overcast skies, kind of like what we have today. Great day to play golf, though. Nobody was too overheated. And, of course, I understand the food was marvelous, even though we didn't stay there for it. But what exactly is happening on the weather front today? I think we're going to be having a little, maybe possibly a little rain. We're going to check that out right now, give you an update on the weather forecast right now, right here in Greenwood. It is. Absolutely, 77 degrees and cloudy right now. What's going to be happening over this evening and tomorrow? Well, showers and thunderstorms likely, high around 76. Tonight, overcast with some chance of showers, thunder possible, low 63, chance of rain 50% tonight. And tomorrow, we are looking at showers early, and then scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day. High of about 78, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain, 50%. By the way, I want to remind you, this afternoon, don't forget that it is the dedication of the Jeff May Center right there on Montague. This, of course, is a dream come true, not only for Lander University, but for Greenwood. So I certainly hope if you're able to get out there, that would be a lot of fun to get out to. Now, before we go to hear South Carolina news, I did want to play Kevin Whitehead, of course, is the new pro out there at Stony Point, the Lynx. In fact, he's going to be on the show tomorrow. We're going to be talking golf, the Lynx, and all the good things that go with it. But how about let's hear what Kevin has to say. Here it is, Kevin Whitehead, yesterday out there at the Lynx of Stony Point.
All right, and I am here with Kevin Whitehead, the new pro out here at the Lynx of Stony Point. Boy, Kevin, what a group is gathered out here today.
It's wonderful. We've got about 110 players here today, so it's for a great cause, and I'm glad everybody came to participate.
And I got to ask you, I know that you're in charge of making sure everybody has a good time. How's the course out there?
The golf course right now is absolutely phenomenal. Superintendent Billy Ford has done an exceptional job on the golf course. As you can see, it's as green as anything around here right now. The flowers are starting to bloom, so the golf course is beautiful.
Great time to play in the fall, isn't it? A little hot in the summer, but great time to play in the fall.
This is the perfect ideal weather to be playing golf, that's for sure.
And I guess if one wanted to get some lessons, I guess the pro out here could accommodate, huh?
That would be for sure. They can just give me a call here in the shop, and we can set them up there, help them out.
And that number out here is?
It's 942-0900.
That's right. So, gosh, I know you've got a lot to get ready for this. And, of course, you've got a lot of tournaments that will be coming up this fall. And it's a great place to come and play golf. Everybody should come out and enjoy the links at Stony Point.
That is correct. We're striving for customer service right now to provide an excellent venue to come and play. So, if you have an event coming up, if you'd like to come and join us, we'd love to have you there. And come on out and see us.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're proud to be sponsoring this for the Angel Flights because it is an excellent organization, and you have so many people that live out here at Stony Point that are pilots for it, so it was a win-win situation.
Yes, it is. This is the first year they've had it outside of Georgia, so this is the first year they've had it in South Carolina, so it's a big deal for us here, and we hope it all goes off well for them.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Pro Kevin Whitehead, and congratulations on becoming the pro out here at the Lynx of Stony Point.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. There you go. That's Kevin Whitehead, the new pro out there. Hey, let's join South Carolina News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Monday, happy days. Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. We had quite an exciting day yesterday, and here to recap it all from Sharp Facets Gallery is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. Hey, if you check out our Facebook page, I do believe there is a link on there to our website, which we have posted a YouTube video. That's right, right there on YouTube. And it is my interview with Nikki Haley, our governor, Governor Nikki Haley. We had quite a chat yesterday, and we captured it all on video, but for you today, for those that don't have Facebook or those that just like to sit back and listen, we are actually going to play that interview in just a few minutes. And I must say, we talked about a lot of different issues, and it was maybe a side of Governor Nikki Haley that you don't usually get to see, because usually she's battling it out. But yesterday she was... had just been out to the Burton Center. She was very impressed with the Burton Center and what they're doing and the coordination of business and a facility like Burton, helping businesses, helping people, people helping businesses, and she was she thought it was really great. You know, I in the video or in the audio, you're going to hear about the autistic boy that got 132 Boy Scout badges. And his phrase that he kept him going, I guess, to get 132 badges was, just quit slacking and get on with it. And I told her that, and she just busted out laughing and thought that that was just wonderful. So
You'll be able to hear that in just a second. Just a few notes. Remember, this afternoon, 5 o'clock, it is the opening of the Jeff May Center right there on Montague. That will be coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, they'll be doing tours. This is your opportunity to get a tour of all the facilities there, which I think is pretty darn awesome. And also, we'll give you the opportunity to have some treats. So that'll be at the Stephen Dalney Baseball Center. And I know that Steve Dalney is looking down on everybody here and just smiling, because he certainly was passionate about education, and he certainly was passionate about Lander University. So, Steve Dalney, we're thinking of you, and so nice that they named that center, the baseball center, over there. I'm sure Linda Dalney will be there this afternoon, too. So, as we get ready to hear Nikki Haley, I did just want to give you a few stats updates. Gold has made it back over 1,800. In my opinion, anytime gold is over 1,800, hey, it's a great time to sell. Prices are way up there if you're selling, so 1,805 on gold, recovered from yesterday. Silver is just a tad over $40, and I also say great time to sell. You know, we buy the coins, we buy sterling silver jewelry, sterling silver flatware, and of course sterling silver tea sets and pots and all that kind of stuff, awards maybe that nobody has any interest in keeping. Hey, get your money out of it. Bring it right here to Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass. When it comes to buying jewelry, when it comes to buying gold, we pay the most. And day in and day out, people go running around all over just to end up back here at Sharp Facets and say, you were right. So what sets us apart from other places is the fact that we pay for the diamonds. We pay for the gold. We pay when it's in good condition versus when it's in just meltdown condition. So come see us today. We'll be here all day long till 6 o'clock. And, yes, all day Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Saturdays, 10 until 2. Hey, I do want to tell you about another event going on tomorrow night that I wish I could go to, but unfortunately I can't. It is the tribute tour Mick Jagger. That's right. It is Satisfaction down there at the Newbury Opera House. I know if you'd love to go, I'm sure they have some tickets available, so check it out online, newberryhouse.com. Check it out. It's middle of the week. We had Deborah Smith on last week, and she told us it is the best tribute band around. That was by the Rolling Stones, no less, that said that. So if you'd like to go, just check out newberryoperahouse.com. All right, what else is going on? Hey, I just want you to know, I want you to sit back, I want you to enjoy this interview with our governor, Nikki Haley. I have many of you that listen to me day in and day out. You know I've wanted this interview with Governor Nikki Haley, and I tell you what, I think even she enjoyed the interview. So without further ado, this is the interview with Governor Nikki Haley yesterday afternoon at Piedmont Tech. Take it away, guys. We are excited to actually meet you here today.
Thank you.
The Burton Center out there is a fabulous facility. And Felton Burton, all the things that he did out there were just unbelievable. And, you know, he had his daughter that had Down syndrome.
Yes.
And, you know, this morning, I don't know if you saw the news or not, but this morning on the news there was a kid who is a Boy Scout who had gotten 132 badges, the max amount of badges that you can get, who was autistic.
Oh, love that.
Okay, and do you know what his phrase was? You're going to love this.
What?
You're going to adopt it.
What?
Stop slacking and get on with it.
Oh, I love that. I love
that. You know, and that's how he has made it, and you can't get any more badges. 132,
that's it. Fabulous.
So I thought with you going out to the Burton Center and everything, that was a nice tie-in.
Absolutely. No, it was a fabulous center, and it's definitely a source of pride for the state. I love how they bring in private and public opportunities. I love how the community gets invested. I love how Fujifilms works with them to really give them jobs that make them productive and more than anything, give them confidence. It was a great, great tour. We were thrilled to be a part of it.
Yeah, it just makes it tough when you're looking at budgets and everything, though, doesn't it? When you've seen a facility like this, right, and you know what good things they're doing, to have to cut.
Well, you know, as governor, I can help on two sides. On one side, you look at the budget, and what we want to make sure of is that the dollars go exactly to the services they need to give those consumers. But then secondly, we need to make sure that anything we can do to encourage the private sector to get involved, they need to do that too. And that's why I'm so community oriented. That's why I want businesses to realize we have needs in our communities and there's plenty to give to. And the Burton Center is a perfect example of that.
It is a perfect example. So, you know, your book, your memoir,
yes.
Can't is Not an Option.
Yes.
Yes. Do you think, we're in the jewelry business also, mm-hmm. and we've dealt with a lot of foreign nationals. And one of the things that I was thinking about, can't is not an option. Do you think because of your background, I deal with so many, we're working 24 hours a day, if that's what it takes, is what they do. Do you think that that's made a difference in what has made you successful?
You know, the way my parents brought me up, was there was no obstacle you couldn't overcome. It really was, can't is not an option, how do we get it done? And I grew up watching them overcome a lot of challenges. I grew up having to overcome a lot of challenges myself. And so it was just a mentality that, you know, you define a problem and you go straight to the solution. And you don't look at the obstacles that get in the way. You just look at the results at the end of it. And so that's why that's kind of been my life motto.
So, but I think that, don't you think that a lot of foreign nationals, that that's where they come from?
Yes.
Whether it's Mexican, Chinese, Korean, whatever.
Well, it comes from the fact that we live in an amazing country, and they acknowledge the blessings of being in this country. And when they've seen all the true challenges out there in the world, when you come to a country that allows you to be anything you want to be as successful as you want to be, can't is not an option, because you realize that you are so blessed to be able to have those opportunities, and you make the most of them.
Does it frustrate you to see people that don't take advantage of all the opportunities?
It frustrates me to see people that don't see their potential. It frustrates me to see people who are negative in nature and not optimistic in a way that they can really be productive and helpful to their communities and to their environment. So, you know, from that standpoint, it's why I try and push the positive side of South Carolina. It's why I want people to realize what a great state we live in, how blessed we are. Do we have our challenges? Yes. But we will overcome those challenges. And the results in the end will be something that we're all very proud of.
What's put you out on the national media so much? I mean, you're on Greta Van Susteren, Laura Ingraham, you're everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I think it's because I'm just so forthright in what I say. I believe what I say. I say what I believe, and I'm not very apologetic for it. I think that we have seen both parties make mistakes, Republicans and Democrats. I think we've got a government that's completely lost its way. And for business people that understand what it means to know the value of a dollar, we think that government should know the same thing. I have very little patience for the talk. I think it's all about actions. I think it's all about results. And I think that the people, not only in South Carolina, but also in our country, want to see good things happen. And they want elected officials to remember who it is that they work for.
I think that's true. Very true. So when you were growing up, though, what did you want to be?
I wanted to be a delivery nurse. That was
what
I wanted.
A delivery nurse.
I grew up wanting to be a delivery nurse.
I didn't read any of that in the bio.
And
now.
Then
come
I,
on, Nikki.
And then I realized that I couldn't stand the sight of blood. That was the honest truth. And so that went to the wayside. So, but I also had a love for numbers. And my parents had me start doing the books for them when I was 13. And
It was.
I tell everybody it wasn't until I got to Clemson that I realized that wasn't normal. But, you know, I love how numbers tell a story. And I love how you can't stop working with numbers to make it work better. And so I just developed early on, when we had issues or challenges in the business, you just continued to save, you continued to prioritize, you continued to look at the numbers until you made them what they needed to be. And so accounting just kind of seemed to come natural for me.
All right. So you received all these endorsements from Jenny Sanford,
mm-hmm.
From Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin. She helped you tremendously.
Yes.
Would you like to see Sarah run for president?
I think that she could be great at anything she ever does. You know, she has an amazing power of getting people to know their voice and know the strength of their voice, and I've always appreciated that about her. I think she's actually very influential in moving the conversation, getting the conversation back to where it needs to be.
Do you think she's better served as not running for president?
I don't think it's my place to say whether she should or whether she shouldn't. I welcome everybody into the field. I don't think the field can be too big at this point. So if she does it, it will be great to see her in it. And if she doesn't, I have no doubts that she'll be successful.
What about, have you made any choices as you've looked at the field, anybody that you're seeing? I mean, I've seen you sitting beside Rick Perry a lot. And I've seen you out there. Where are you standing?
I think it's just way too early. You know, for me, I'm watching like everybody else. One, I have told them, don't worry about my endorsement. That's not the one you need to be worried about. The one they need to be worried about are the people of the state. And I don't want them just focused on GOP groups. I want them to go to every corner of the state and talk to every single person, because that's what I did. And so I want to see them work hard for that support that they get in South Carolina. I am watching the debates like everybody else. I'm listening to the talking points. I'm watching them get vetted. And, you know, I think when the time is right, after I feel like they've really worked the state, then I'll weigh in. But at this point, I want them really focused on the people.
Well, I think that's good. Now, I know that you're doing report cards for your legislature.
Yes.
Have you sat and looked at yourself and said, this is what I should do the first 6-8 months that you've
yes.
had in office?
Yes. I'm very goal-oriented. I'm goal-oriented in everything I do. So I I set benchmarks for myself. And right now, I want it all done yesterday. I'm impatient by nature.
No, not you.
Yes, very much so. But you know, the number one thing is jobs. I am so passionate about getting people back to work. That's my number one goal, is getting them back to work and making sure that we do it the right way. And what I know is that we have two major issues in South Carolina, poverty and education. And through those, we have high unemployment. We have announced well over 10,000 jobs, and I'm thrilled about that, but we have to look at the fact that while these companies have positions, we also have people that need jobs, and the missing link is training. So you will see us come out and push very hard job training so that we can get these people back to work. What we are seeing in the unemployment numbers are college graduates that are coming out and not finding jobs. Mm-hmm. We're seeing retirees who realize they can't live off of their retirement anymore. They're getting back into the workforce, and we're seeing another group of people who had given up on finding a job and suddenly are seeing these job announcements and are trying again. So the workforce has expanded. We are filling the jobs funnel, and we'll see that kind of play itself out over the next year to 2 years, but I'm trying very hard to continue to bring companies here. We had a breakfast this morning. We'll have another, I think we had 3 announcements last week. We'll have a couple more this week, and that's the goal, is just to keep on bringing jobs to South Carolina.
So what about for you personally? I mean, that has to be tough to step up and be governor. You know, like, I got the job, what do I do now?
I think there were a lot of things. One is jobs. I mean, that's a priority. And so, you know, you'll look in every single one of my staff offices and in my office, the unemployment number is up there. There's a graph that is there because it's the one thing I'm focused on and I want them to be focused on. The second thing, of course, is the budget. How do we prioritize what we need? How do we make sure that we're paying for the core functions of government and not paying for things that we shouldn't be paying for? You know, in a tough economy, the last thing you want to do is go and hit the people again. The one thing you want to do is strengthen your small businesses, because if they have cash flow and if they have profit margins, they hire people. And so trying to create a good business environment, trying to create an opportunity for companies to hire more people and move more companies in for jobs, that's just going to continue to be my priority.
Sure. But I mean, as far as taking the reins and becoming the governor, was it easy?
No. There wasn't any part of it that was easy, but I'm grateful for that, because the challenge of running for governor is what prepares you for actually being governor.
Does it
prepares you from a scheduling standpoint, because you learn what it's like not to sleep. It also prepares you from the standpoint that you know that you work for the people and results matter. It's not what you say, it's what you do. And it just prepares you from a tough standpoint. You realize you're not going to please everybody, and that there's someone's going to always be upset with you, and that's okay. As long as you're doing your best, it works out in the end.
What about when you go home at night? What do you think about?
I think about my husband and my kids. So
are you
really
able to turn it off?
Yes. When I wake up in the morning, my focus is getting the kids out the door with a smile on their face so that they have a great day. I work, and when I get home, it's focusing on the kids and Michael again, and then when they go to sleep, then I start working again, and until it's time for me to retire. So I work around that. You know, family comes first, and then you set your priorities from there. If I'm a good mom and a good wife, I'll be a good governor.
That's pretty cool. All right. So how did you find it, though, fitting in with basically a male-dominated? It is male-dominated. And, you know, there's all this talk all the time about how difficult it is for Republican women to work within the media and everything. How have you found it?
You know, I think that women in general are noticed a little bit more because there's not a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And I think that once we see
particularly the young ones.
So I think once we see more women in office, I think we'll see less of the critics. But, you know, until then, that's part of what we have to go through, and that's okay. You know, the press has their job, and that's to report what they see, and we have our job, and that's to report results. And so I think that, you know, my job is not so much, I don't pay attention to the gender or the age or, you know, any of the racial stuff. For me, I will be defined by the results in the end. And so that's what keeps me focused every day.
Does it scare you?
No. I think after, you know, fear slows you down. Mm-hmm. What inspires me is to prove to the people of this state that they picked the right governor. And so I am constantly focused on what we're going to prove to them today and what I'm going to do better today that we didn't do yesterday. And so I wake up every morning and I start off my day. And then at the end of the night, I say, okay, I did the best I can. Now tomorrow we'll start this again. And you just try and make the best of every day. And you don't, you know, the hard part is, no one will ever be more critical on me than I am on myself.
That's what
and
I figured.
And it's because, yeah. You know, I just have a lot I want to prove. And I think the people of the state should be very proud of their state. And so I feel responsible for that. I want to make sure that I give them a lot to be proud of.
What have you learned from the NLRB?
Oh, how un-American it can be. You know, it defies all logic. It really is. It infuriates me from the standpoint of, if it had to happen, I'm glad it happened in South Carolina because I won't stop fighting until this wrong becomes right. But it also goes to show how far away we've gotten from where we need to be. You have a president that says we want things made in America. I've got planes that are made in Charleston, South Carolina, and they're trying to stop it. They are as American of a plane as anything else you're going to get. And to see the fact that Boeing created 1,000 jobs in Charleston and at the same time expanded 2,000 jobs in Washington State, not one
Where's
person was hurt. Not
right.
one person was hurt. And the fact that they won't back down is disappointing.
And even with the bill that Tim Scott just got passed, and we were talking to Tim Scott this morning, and he said, you got to get Harry Reid to put it out there to the Senate. But the problem is, will he even bring it up?
Well, and, you know, we're going to put a lot of pressure on them. You know, as a governor, you can do that. You can get with other governors. You can get people across the country to sit there and pay attention to you. And that's my job. And so, one, I applaud Congressman Scott for being a partner and helping on this front, but I have also, we sent out a statement saying this is not Republican or Democrat. This
right.
is about being American. This is about American jobs. And if they really care about American jobs, they will do something. You have a rogue agency that is trying to use their power to make the unions relevant again. It's wrong. And I think that they are abusing that power, and I think that we have to continue to be loud until the president says something about it and stands up or until they back down.
Absolutely. Do you ever ask yourself why you signed on for this job?
No, but my husband laughs at me because he always laughs at how I put challenges in front of myself. You know, you have to be a little crazy to do this. You really do. But it's because I think I can move the ball. It's really because I think that I can make a difference on the people in this state. And so I'm determined to do that. And, you know, time will tell, but I know that I won't walk away without everybody saying, yes, she was the right person at the right time.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank
Governor
you. It was
Bailey.
A pleasure. I appreciate it.
Long time coming.
That's right.
I hope we get to interview again.
That's right. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. Great to see you. Thank
nice
you so
to
much.
Meet you.
All right. Well, there you go. There's my interview with our governor, Nikki Haley, right here on WLMA. If you'd like to see the video of it, just go to our website, WLMA.net. It's right there on the front page. I don't think you can miss it, folks. But we had a nice conversation, and very pleased with how that all turned out. And I think she was, too. So it was good to finally get to talk to Governor Nikki Haley. Hopefully it will be the first of many interviews that we're able to get her point of view on a whole lot of the issues out there. So, hey, I am Ann Eller. Hey, it is almost 1 o'clock. We've got time for a little update here on what's happening with gold and diamonds and silver here, so let's check it out. You know, if you've got to sell, where are you going to come? You're going to come right here to Sharp Facets Gallery. Let's check out what the price of gold is doing right now. It is dropped down a little bit, but still over $1,800. Right now, selling for $1,802 an ounce. So I say anytime it's over $1,800, it's a good time to sell. But, hey, you want to watch this because it could dip under that $1,800 mark. So if it were me, I'd come see us here at Sharp Fastest Gallery while it's over $1,800. Silver is still very close to 40, although it has dropped just a tad, $39.74. If you've got these items and you want to sell, hey, don't get caught in a downward spiral. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery today. You'll be glad you did. Got a question? You can give us a call, 229-6613. That's 229-6613 right here at Sharp Facets. We'll be here right up till 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'll be here till 10. But no, you will be open till 6 o'clock, so come see us. Don't forget, going on 5 o'clock today, it is the dedication of the Jeff May Center for Lander. The sports complex over there is fabulous. It is not only for Lander, it is for us here in Greenwood, too. So make sure you go be part of that at 5 o'clock today. And make sure that you spend some time over on the campus and at the library and at the Art Center this week, because they have a big, big, big program going on. It's Focus on Japan. That's going on all this week, the 19th, which was yesterday, through Friday, and lots of great stuff going on. So go to their website, lander.edu/go-to/focus, and check out Focus on Japan. You'll be glad you did. You don't want to miss these events. They've worked very hard to put these together. We had yesterday, and I'm sure there's a podcast up on our website, WLMA.net, Dave Lorenzetti talking about all the activities going on, so check that out. Other things coming up this week, do want to do a quick mention because they are having, you know, they're having the Thursday, the Disney Institute will present its program, Building a Culture of Healthcare Excellence. That's right, that cost for that class or all-day program, actually, $399, but you will walk away singing Disney tunes. No, you're going to walk away with a lot of great information on how to be a success in healthcare, because it's building a culture of healthcare excellence. So give them a call today. It's not until Thursday. You can still get in, 941-8400. That's 941-8400. Hey, I am Ann Eller. I appreciate each and every one of you joining in with us here today. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.